have no idea what the fuck.
Welcome to another episode of I Have No Idea What the Fuck, and today I'm going to talk about why you are fucking single. You're spiritual, you meditate, you breathe right, you eat all the right foods, you know your history, quote unquote, and yet you still struggle to find someone that is compatible with you and that makes, quote unquote, makes you happy. No one can make anyone feel happy. So I want to posit some reasons why that may be the case. So first off, when it comes to spirituality, meaning like understanding that you are not the physical body, understanding that you are unseen, and the unseen force that flows through everything, and that everything is you, which a lot of people don't actually come to the awareness of. They get into other more that previously obscure religions. They don't get into the understanding that everything is one, but many people who are now quote-unquote spiritual do, and they still experience that frustration. So you have to understand that the society that has been created before was specifically created to suppress that awareness, to suppress the awareness that you are actually a spiritual being, an infinite being. This society was specifically and very purposely created to do that. If you understand that, then you can begin to expand your understanding of why you may be single. Now, because of that, because the previous society, which is breaking down now, was suppressing the spirituality, you have people who have particular desires and goals that have been indoctrinated into them. They desire to be a doctor or a lawyer or to do this or to do that. In many ways, is kind of a falsified desire. It's based upon what's available. That's why a lot of people who are creative are kind of thrown to the wayside. And if they end up becoming super, super famous, they end up selling their soul on some level, because the system has, because creativity is truly the expression of the spiritual being, of the infinite being, and you can't have that coming in any kind of substantial way when you deliberately created and structured a society to suppress that awareness. You can't do that. So you have a lot of people with particular goals and particular values that have been indoctrinated into them because all the society around them is a certain way. So as you're starting to wake up, you still have a large percentage of people that are still in that indoctrination phase of the reality. They haven't quite got the picture yet. And you're starting to get the picture. There are very few people on this planet that are truly woke, because if anyone was truly woke, they would understand that this entire experience is really a mirage, meaning like truly on a deep level. A lot of people say it, and a lot of people think it, and a lot of people theorize and philosophize with it, but the whole goal of spirituality is to make it a living reality that you are not identified with anything in the physical realm at all, anything in the emotional realm, anything in the thought realm. You are not any of those things. And that's basically what it, but you have to be grounded in that, where nothing really phases you. That's the only time nothing really phases you, is when you're not identified or grounded in any of it. It doesn't mean you can't enjoy it. It just means that you don't subconsciously assign that to give your existence meaning, basically. Meaning, like, the kind of food that you eat does not define you. It defines your experience, because you're not the body, emotions, or thoughts. So anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. I want to stay focused. So another reason, let me continue on with the first point. So you have people that grow up and think, okay, by the time I'm 25, I need to be in a relationship. I need to be able to do this with this person, and by the time I'm 30, I need to have at least one or two kids. So you have that. Whereas a person who's spiritual understands, meaning like who has a spiritual awareness or has an expanded awareness, recognizes that it doesn't really matter when I have kids. It just matters whether I want to have kids and whether I'm willing to take on the responsibility of having kids. If I have kids at 50, that doesn't matter. It's like, because most people believe, well, you're going to die in 30 years anyway. And it's like, well, you're eating a bunch of poison food. This is another part of the programming. So I'll get to that in a little bit. And, but people who have spiritual awareness don't think like that. People who have spiritual awareness take care of their bodies, take care of themselves. And just to maintain your physical existence on the planet, because you're here, you might as well make the most of it. You make the most of it by understanding and recognizing who you are. And so you take care of yourself. It's like, you know, I don't need to have a kid right now. You know, just because I'm, you know, 28 doesn't mean I need to have a kid. You know, this whole, you start, and then when as a spiritual being, you start recognizing that a lot of the things that they've told you about the limitations on the physical human body and existence are lies, pretty much. You know, some of them are based in truth, but they are misdirects. Like, you know, women having menopause. It's like, it's basically when a woman runs, when her life force, sexual energy, pretty much just goes, she's just running on fumes sexually, meaning like her life force energy is, she's no longer able to, she no longer has the eggs that she needs to get pregnant. And I really believe that the human, what spiritual mind, spiritual mentality teaches you is whatever the mind can conceive, you can achieve. And if you understand the laws of the universe, if you understand that law of the universe, understanding meaning you truly have dived into that, dove into that wisdom, into that law, like viscerally, you feel it in your body, it's a living reality for you, you can achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve, anything, the impossible, anything. It may take time, it may take generations, it may take, you know, certain resources, it may take moving a certain way through life, but it's always possible. The impossible is possible. And so I don't fall for the whole menopause thing. There are yogic techniques that increase your vital force and increase your sexual force, where if you're 80 years old, you could have kids. There are women that are in their quote unquote advanced in age that are, you know, getting knocked up and having kids. So because there's this belief that by the time you're 40, you're fucked. It's just like, it's like from a spiritual perspective with a spiritual mind, especially, you know, I'll talk about my specific perspective. I think I'm 35 years old, and I'm just like, if by 40 I haven't done anything in life, I failed. I'm not a female. I'm not a woman. So, you know, I'm not going through that process of being panicked that I may not ever be able to have kids. But the fact that by the time you're 40, you've barely lived. Whereas in the old society, by the time you were 40, you were halfway to being ancient. Halfway to being ancient. Like, you're halfway fucked through life. You better have your shit all in a row before 40 or you're fucked. And that's just so limiting. Especially when you have a spiritual awareness and you're like, well, and you live in a time where you could probably live to 120 pretty easily. The technology is going to be improved. The earth is going to be cleaned up. We're going to be living more in harmony with nature. And the more you live in harmony with nature and the universe, the longer your life force is, the more you're... It's just like if the cell phone is plugged into the wall, the cell phone is going to be charged. If the cell phone is not plugged into the wall, the cell phone's not going to be charged. Think of yourself as the cell phone and think of nature and the universe as the wall, as the source of electricity that you're plugged into. If you're plugged into that through your lifestyle and through your thoughts and through your emotions, you will live longer, or you will definitely have a greater quality of life, but it's definitely likely that you will live longer. So there's that. And so you have people basically rushing to fuck, rushing to fall in love, rushing to have kids, when if they really thought about it, you'd be like, man, I don't want to have kids. And then rushing to raise them. And then they grow up fucked up because their parents kind of rush together because that was what you're supposed to do. And I get it. People have the instinctual desire to have children. I get that. That's built into the instincts, the animal instincts of humans. Is like, once you get to a certain age and you become realized as an adult, meaning like you realize you're an adult and you're able to do your own thing, you're like, well, I want to make more humans. I understand that that is a an instinctual, natural desire that can rise in a human at any point that you become self-sustaining. However, there's this kind of stigma that society places on you, or that's an unwritten rule that if you don't have kids by a certain point, you're a failure. If you don't know what you want to do by a certain time, you're a failure. And it's just really ridiculous. Like it's just ridiculous to a person with a more spiritually oriented mind. And by the way, spirit just means to breathe. Spirit is the breath of life in all things. That's why breath is so intimately associated with spiritual practice. That's why breath is so intimately associated with emotional state. It's so intimately associated with heart rate, because breath is life force, and the way that you breathe determines the quality of thoughts that you have, or rather it can reflect or determine the quality of thoughts that you have and the quality of emotions that you have. Just reminded me to breathe. And I just thought just now how much of a blessing breathing is. But so you have that. And essentially, because you have all these stigmas on how life is supposed to be lived, and the majority of people believe in those stigmas, and you're a person that understands that it's all bullshit, and that if everyone at least had your level of knowledge, you know, and I know that sounds pretty arrogant, and I can't help that at this point, but if people had your, meaning like not being arrogant, but just the way I'm phrasing it, if people had your level of knowledge, if the average person had at least your level of knowledge, we could create an entirely new world. And there are people that are doing that, and that are running in those circles, for sure. It's just that on average, people aren't doing that. People are caught up in politics and, you know, entertainment and like this fake world. And the mainstream media, which is now basically state-run media, and that is telling you a version of events that is penultimately untrue. And a version of events means a version of you in this world that is ultimately untrue in order to sell you on the old society, which is really, really bizarre. When you start waking up and then you start looking at the mainstream media, and it's just like, it's absolutely manic. It's totally manic and bizarre, the level of I was thinking of a fancy word for lying, but the levels of lying and untruth that it seeks to propagate. So you have that, and that makes it challenging to find people that are on a similar wavelength to you. And just because somebody goes and does yoga or meditates doesn't mean that they're on a similar wavelength to you. Doesn't mean that. Now, the other dimension to it is the kinds of food that people are eating. 99% of the food that this society champions and promotes as awesome is absolutely carcinogenic and toxic to the human body, like 99% of it. And even the vegan stuff, even the stuff that they say is healthy, is made with like animal products, a lot of it. And, you know, and then those animal products are, you know, seasoned with a little bit of, you know, additive chemicals and shit like that. So there's and even a lot of the healthy stuff, if you got away from all the mainstream food, the cereals and the sodas and things like that, even if you ate purely fruit, it's still been compromised in some way. And if you don't have the budget to really go for what you really want, you got to do what you can do. Like right now, I am in the process of creating a budget to be able to get exactly what it is I need all the time. So, basically, like a lot of the food that people are putting in their bodies, not just physically, on the thought realm level too. Meaning, like what kind of TV shows are you watching? What kind of values are those TV shows and movies, you know, propping up? And most people just go, it's just a movie. It's just food. It tastes good. It's like just this really very simplistic approach to consumption. And so you're dealing with a lot of people like that. And the thing is, what you eat becomes you. Meaning you are what you eat. And that's in a very literal way. Your body breaks down the food and makes it part of its energy system. But also it affects your behavior and your mood. So it's like the food is broken down so small that it's circulated through the blood. That blood has to get to the brain, and many people think that the brain is the CPU of function in the body, and it definitely is a CPU type node for a certain quality of function in the body for sure. But the blood passes through the brain. Those chemicals pass through the brain. Those chemicals are transmitted through the neurons, the neurotransmitters. So that's going to affect the way that the messages are communicated across the brain. It may block certain kinds of messages. It may spur on certain kinds of messages. Alcohol is one of the most notorious examples for being a substance that actually blocks messages between neurons. It blocks those messages. That's what being drunk is. When you're blocking messages, your functions go down to a very, very minimal animalistic level. So your higher functions are blocked by alcohol. Imagine what happens when you put Red 40 in your body and your dick shrivels up or your balls shrivel up or all of a sudden, you have cancer and you've been drinking Sprite your whole life. It's just, I mean, I'm digressing from the brain to other parts of the body, but imagine what effect that has on the brain. You know, and so when it has a particular effect on the brain, we all know that if you fuck with the brain, you're fucking in another realm of behavior and perception of the world. You don't see the world the way that it needs to be seen in order for you to operate with a certain sense of functionality within it. You see people with autism, and I'm not making fun of these people at all, but you see people with autism and Asperger's, and for me, it's like what I believe that is these people, those kinds of people, as a side note, these kinds of people feel so deeply that they are overwhelmed very easily, and I think by they are overwhelmed by a particular stimuli. This is why, especially autistic people, you know, they want things to be a certain way all the time. And they don't talk to people all the time because they feel very deeply. But I also believe, as another side note to that side note, is that in many cases, autism is brought on by a particular toxic element being introduced into the diet of the parent or the child directly. Because you see that if particular elements of the diet are removed, the autism seems to, quote-unquote autism, seems to disappear. So it's a particular toxic element that's being introduced in the diet. We could talk about that in another episode. But what it is that I want to intimate to you is that's, and I was just talking about one reason why you're single, is because the people are poisoned, so their brain works in an entirely different way. They're constantly being, like, lies about the nature of reality and then also in addition what they're eating is creating a majority of humans that don't really understand how the world actually works, how nature actually works, how the law of nature actually works. So you're pretty much going to be lonely in that world. The second reason is the more simple reason. It's one that you can take more responsibility for, is that you can either say, A, it's not time, or B, you don't believe that you're worthy of that kind of relationship. And both of those reasons can go hand in hand, depending on how you look at the situation. So there's always timing in how quickly you move through psychological programs that do not contribute to a peaceful experience on this planet, or to a fulfilling experience on this planet, because I feel that fulfillment is, excuse me, is the combination of tranquility and excitement. I believe that that is what fulfillment is. It's tranquility and excitement at the same time. And on a fundamental level. And basically, as you're going through your psychological programs to gain more control of creating a fulfilling experience in your life, and you're not with somebody, and you haven't been with somebody, and it's just been bad relationship after bad relationship after bad relationship, I can attest to this, both male and female, platonic and intimate. It's just been a lot of bad relationships because I was never raised to know what a healthy relationship was. And so one of the things that you're going to come across is the subconscious belief that you don't deserve to be in a fulfilling and happy relationship. You don't even know what that looks or feels like. And I see a lot of reflections. I'll be honest there. Talking about how I don't know why I can't get a good this, why I can't get a good that, why I can't da 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 da. Well, it's like, how much are you working on your sense of deservedness? You know, and people get impatient. And the truth of the matter is that's the one place where a lot of people will not be impatient, because it's just like it's literally a barometer of how much you've grown. People, you can't, if you are focused on your growth, you're not going to rush into a relationship just to feel validated. Because number one, you feel validated by yourself because you're working on yourself. Number two, it's really a waste of time, because if that person's a fuck person, then, meaning like a person that's not, that doesn't treat you with respect, then it's just like you're going through all that headache and heartache for no reason. Like, it's just, there's no point. So That ties into the timing on the other side of the sword, because the timing is how quickly, what's your schedule, what's your timeline for how quickly you're going to move through remove those blockages. And it's not a race, it's just there's timing to that. It's just what it is. But there's also timing to when the person that you want to attract in your life, or people that you want to attract into your life, will be available. Because the thing is, you may find that once you feel that you're ready for it, the person may not show up for it again. The person may not show up for like 10 years after you think that you're ready. And you may literally be ready. You may actually be ready. And then 10 years go by, and then all of a sudden that person shows up, because you needed to go through 10 years of maybe learning another lesson, or maybe, you know, letting this person that's ready for a relationship be lived in before you, you know, attracted another person into your life. Whatever, there's a timing to it all. But there's a timing to everything, which is outside of your responsibility from your physical perspective. But there's also, from your physical perspective, you must take responsibility for your feeling of being worthy of being in a relationship. So there are a lot of elements. I think I may cap it off there, unless, you know, some idea comes to me, you know, in the moment about, you know, another reason why you're single. You know, as a tag onto that, be patient, you know. But I think that's it. So the three reasons are, the three reasons why you're single is, number one, a lot of the prospects that you may find out there are programmed by an old society. So they don't have your perspective. They're thinking that this is the way you get into a relationship. And that's not the way, that may not be the way that you want to get into a relationship. You may want it to be totally unconventional by the old society standards. You know, you may not want to get married. It's like, because it's not official just because the state says you're married. There are people that think that still feel that because they don't get the license from the state, that they're not legally, that they're not, or officially married. They're legally, you know, married, but they feel like, you understand what I'm saying? I'm getting my tongue tied a little bit. They feel like the only way to get officially married is to get it approved by the state. And the state if allowed like all the control it wants is your enemy, is the enemy of your freedom, is the enemy of your growing consciousness and spirituality. You know, and when I say enemy, I don't mean that to be like fight, 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 fight. I just mean that it moves counter to expansion. It's about contraction. So, you know, there are people that think, oh, you have to have kids at this age, which I talked about earlier. There are people who think, oh, we have to have this, the wedding, and it has to be like this, and it has to have hundreds of people, and we have to make a big fuss over it. And it's like, there are people that just, when you're growing in awareness, you're just like, I don't need all that. I just need someone that I just genuinely care about, that genuinely cares about me. It doesn't matter how many people are there. As a matter of fact, for the most likely, you may want fewer people to be there because you want it to feel more intimate. And spirituality, going into your own spirit, going into your own soul, the more intimate that you become with self, the more intimate that you want to experience all of life. And most people in the old society are not programmed to be able to, they're not programmed, or rather they are programmed to avoid that level of intimacy. Or they're programmed to only assign that level of intimacy to particular kinds of relationships or to particular kinds of experiences. So you're not going to really hit it off with the majority of people that are in your vicinity, especially if you live in a metropolitan area. So that's number one. Number two is it's about timing. It's about your feeling of being, of deserving a relationship. And number three, it's about timing. So those are the three aspects of why you might still be single if you are actively growing in awareness. If you're doing all the things to grow in awareness and you still don't have the mate, these are three reasons. Also, I would add, you're too thirsty for it. You know, are you doing all the spiritual shit just to attract a mate? Or are you doing the spiritual shit to increase the quality of your life, to gain control about on how you experience life, to be able to all of a sudden have access to the knob that literally controls how much juice and joy you can get from life? Because if you're doing all the spiritual shit just to get a mate, then you've missed the point. You've missed the point. The whole point about spirituality is to literally understand who you are and understand that you have the control to increase the quality of your life at will and forever, and to continue to expand it forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. That's the whole point of spirituality. So anyway, I'm done.